I'll catch on with love.
That would have never come to me. I didn't even really know what launching meant. That is what it means, right?
Yeah.
You put it in the water for the first time? Okay, I just want to make sure. What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
A fishing boat.
All right. Does it have a flat or a rounded bottom?
Fishing boat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't have I think it has flat bottom. I don't remember seeing a fishing boat with a round bottom.
I guess that would be a canoe.
I started to say the only round bottom I've ever seen is a canoe.
All right, does a fishing boat have a squared off or a pointed bow?
I think it has pointed.
Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
Mm-hmm. She sees a dress that she likes very much and thinks it's becoming. She says, that's a very
becoming dress.
All right, what's another word? It can be used to describe girls, dresses, anything.
Attract?
Let's see. It's a more common word than becoming. It's not beautiful, but it's
pretty?
Not, yeah, say it again.
Pretty?
Yeah. That's a hard one for me to get because I don't know how to ask for it. Okay, and then you might say, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
Okay. Now, what might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
When you're writing in ink, you use a
copy pen or a ballpoint pen.
Okay. And to fasten a baby's diaper, you'd use a
safety pin.
Okay. Soup you buy usually comes in a
can.
What kind of can?
Stainless steel, metal.
All right, but what do they used to call them?
Tin can.
Right, even though it's not really tin.
Right.
Okay, and a dime is worth how many cents?
10 cents.
Okay. I don't know if it still is or not.
not worth much.
It's going down every day.
Mm-hmm.
What do you put on when you go outside in the wintertime?
Coat. Are you uncomfortable?
No, I was just checking.
Okay.
I don't want the tape to run out. What does a man wear between his dress coat and his shirt? It's sleeve.
Vest.
All right. You might say that a suit consists of a coat, vest, and
pants.
All right. Any other names for pants?
Trousers.
What do people wear when they're working around the barn or shop?
Barn. Overalls.
Any other names for overalls?
I don't know any theories.
Have you ever heard them called duck heads?
No.
I got that a lot in Nashville.
Duck
because it's
head.
It's a brand, duck head.
Mm-mm. Oh, like 401 or Liberty or something.
Right. You got it. Zipper. Did you know Zipper was a brand name? Mm-mm. They're really called slide fasteners.
Really?
Uh-huh. But Zipper.
And that's the name of the pants? Overalls?
No, duck head. No, I was just telling you about zipper. Separately.
Oh,
I just thought that was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Zipper isn't really the name. Okay, you might say this coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit perfectly.
Okay. If your old suit wore out, you'd have to buy a
new one.
All right, would you say a new what?
A new suit.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them